الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. أما بعد، الحمد لله to be tonight and to witness the beginning of the month of Ramadan, the first night. And every night from Ramadan is a special night. It's not what some Muslims think, it's only last 10 nights. Rather, every night of Ramadan is very special. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free some of his slaves from fire every night of Ramadan. وَذَلِكَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ. Every night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free some people from hellfire. We ask Allah al-Kareem to include us among them. So from now on to the end of the month, until you hear it's the night of Eid, give special care and honor what Allah honor. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnifies something and he honors something, it is from the piety to also honor it. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. So to honor this month by fasting the day and by praying the night and doing the good deeds, especially reciting the Quran. In a hadith collected by Imam Bukhari, Angel Jibreel used to revise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Quran every year once, means in Ramadan. Except the last year of the Prophet's life, Angel Jibreel revised the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Quran 2 times. Some of the people of knowledge use this hadith that Quran should be completed in Ramadan. Quran should be completed in Ramadan. Such a way, some scholars said, if the Imam missed some ayat when he's leading the Taraweeh or the Tahajjud, there should be someone who write it down to be recited. Such a way. So they say the Muslims hear all the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. So to try your best to witness the recitation of the Quran. Remembering, if you pray behind the Imam until he finished the Salah, كُتِبَ لَكَ قِيَامُ لَيْلَةٍ. It will be written for you praying the whole night. It will be written for you praying the whole night. Alhamdulillah. After that, if you have Alhamdulillah, more Alhamdulillah Iman, more energy to do good, Alhamdulillah, pray the rest of the night as much as you are able. But at least if you pray behind Imam, the congregational prayer in Taraweeh, in Tahajjud, in Qiyam al-Layl, you are considered someone who prayed the whole night. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. So to, insha'Allah ta'ala, try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many we know, I personally know, wallahi, who were alive last year and they dead this year. It wasn't long when I visit Canada, 2 brothers. I met them in the masjid, one from the administrator, another one from the elders. Both of them, not that long, within 2 months, in 1 week, they passed away. It's just an example. How many miss this golden opportunity we are in tonight, Alhamdulillah. And Allahu A'lam, who among us will be able to continue witnessing this month, but with good intention, and that you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, and you change, real change. For the sake of Allah, you get the reward with that good intention, let alone when you do the action. Therefore, every one of us to ask by yourself, what are you going to do this month? What are you changing? What will you do with the phone, with the internet, with this social media? If it's not necessary for you, are you able to turn off your phone? not to turn on the internet, to busy yourself with Quran, with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are not, because you're using for your work, for your school, is necessity, can you minimize it and only use what you needed? It is very important, a question a believer asks himself and plan it. We say tonight, alhamdulillah, the first night of Ramadan, inshallah, you will see tonight is the last night of Ramadan, you will hear it. And you will ask, how fast did the month go? Subhanallah. So to get advantage and to try our best, we ask Allah al-Karim to help us to do so. One very important reminder. Please make sure, don't hurt any believer. Don't harm the Muslims who come to the house of Allah. The least you can do it, to be a safe person. Al-Muslim man salim al-Muslimuna min lisani wa yadi. The true Muslim is the one the Muslims are safe from his tongue, from his hand. Alhamdulillah, to pray Taraweeh in the masjid is sunnah. It is not a mandatory. Even if you don't pray at home, it's not a mandatory. But it's haram to hurt a Muslim, to hit one scar and to move on. It is not good to disrespect the brothers and sisters who are there for you to organize the parking. Some of the brothers, they don't listen. Somebody tell them, park there. Don't go there, they don't listen. Wal-iyadu billah, there is type of arrogance. There is type of arrogance. Allah la yuhibbul kibir. Akhi, humble yourself. If your brother tell you, move on, move on. He's doing for the general interest. He's not taking your spot and parking his own car. He already parked his car in a regular. He came early to serve you. So for the fi sabilillah, to cooperate with him, to help him, to congratulate him, to encourage him. Jazakallahu khairan. He deserves gifts fi sabilillah, because what he's doing for the Muslims, not to disrespect him or to comment on him or to talk about him. Barakallahu fiqh. Alhamdulillah, most of the community, they don't do that, but there are some individuals among us who, wal-iyadu billah, are really very arrogant. You don't even know what they benefit from disrespecting the instructors. Therefore, more important than that issue is the kids. The kids, they have to have someone supervise them. Oh, beloved parent, if you know your child will not remain the way he should be, praying with the Muslims, going to the bathroom in a good way, alhamdulillah, not harming anyone, alhamdulillah, he's very welcome. If you know he will not handle himself, it has to be one of two. Either you take care of him, or you leave him home, or you make someone, you appoint someone who will take care of him, or you neglect him. You intentionally know your son is bothering people, your daughter is bothering people, hurting people, breaking the masjid, you know it, and you are making sunnah. There's no right to take responsibility. No one else is taking that responsibility. We will be asking about our children. So please, that issue, be care. Also the parking. Some of the kids, before I forget, they go to Walmart. Walmart come in, people, the owner there, the manager there, complain about Masjid Tawheed because the kids took their carts. This is a way a Muslim should act. La. Lastly, inshallah, let us advise one another. Some of us, they see child doing something wrong. Even, yani, he sees in front of him, we don't correct him. We don't advise him. Yes, we don't yell on him. We don't hit him. We don't beat him, nothing. But we correct him. Sit down, go to the line. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he, bikaramihi, start this month for us while we are healthy, we have safety, we have demon, alhamdulillah, iman. We ask Allah al-Karim to increase us. We ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to free all of us from hellfire. We ask Allah al-Karim to forgive and have mercy upon those brothers and sisters who were with us, who were with the Muslims, but they passed away and they didn't get a chance to be in this month of Ramadan. الله الكريم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.